whenever you write a paper, and after you've done your pre-writing, you need to be aware of the differences between form and content. Form is the actual physical layout of the paper. Your instructor will ask you to write, let's say, a 3-page paper in which you have double-spaced text, in which you use a certain font, say Times New Roman, and a certain font size, say font size 12. That is the basic form of the paper, and that's the form you're going to have to fill up with content, which is the other part of the paper. And the content can be thought about as the stuff that you write about. The content and the form need to go together. So if your instructor is asking you for a 3-page paper on, let's say, the history of Bangor, Maine, you wouldn't be able to cram in the entire history of Bangor, Maine in those 3 pages. And if you try, you would just drive yourself a little bit nuts. What you would have to do is focus on a specific aspect or a specific event, maybe, that's happened in Bangor, Maine, or give a very general overview or summary of some major events that have happened in Bangor, Maine. But you wouldn't be able to say it all, and that's the really important thing you need to understand about writing, that you're not just being asked to throw down the ideas that come into your head, but you're being asked to clearly communicate ideas that fit within a specific form, the form of the assignment. So when you are selecting something to write about, when you're wondering what is it that I'm going to write about in this paper, whatever you decide on has to be something, your content has to be something that will fit within the given form. If you go too short on a paper or too long on a paper, you're not producing what you're being asked to produce. And your number one goal as a writer is to produce what you're being asked to produce.